India has a plastic problem. 3.5 million tons of waste is generated every year, most of it from products that are only used once. Now, the government has banned 19 single-use plastic goods, including straws and cutlery. Some street vendors say they're aware of the ban, but have no other option. In New Delhi, the state government is promoting paper and bamboo alternatives.
Our policy is at two levels. Our focus is on alternatives. Enforcement is the other. No other state is doing what we are doing. We have brought together people from across Delhi who are working on alternatives. So shopkeepers and users who feel they don't have options can see for themselves. If we work together, this ban will be successful.
But manufacturers say the industry needs more support.
It's a great start, but it's definitely not enough because we firstly don't have enough knowledge transfer. We don't have enough suppliers. We don't know if tomorrow plastic bags are banned, what products are we going to use in alternatives. We also don't have manufacturing capabilities to serve the country right now.
While plastic is restricted in some states, this is the first nationwide ban. Prime Minister Narendra Modi announced it in 2019 and the government finalized it last year. But some users, industry leaders and vendors say they need more time to switch to greener alternatives like these.
The industry employs millions of people, including factory workers and recyclers. Waste management researchers say the ban requires a transition.
India has this huge challenge that we have to work. We have a very complex, informal sector enterprise-based economy. And we have to see that while we have to address the problem of reducing plastic, we also have to see that livelihoods are not lost.
Government agencies in New Delhi say inspection teams have collected more than $150,000 in fines. Violators could also be arrested. More products are expected to be banned over the next few months, as India aims to become single-use plastic-free by the end of the year. Pavni Mittal, Al Jazeera, New Delhi.